For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards and Republican businessman Eddie Rasponi are headed to a November 16 runoff. Edwards earned 47% of the votes cast in the primary, 20 percentage points higher than Rasponi. But when you factor in the votes cast for Abraham, the top two Republicans combined for 51% of the vote, signaling a tough road ahead for Edwards. Here to talk about the results and what happens next is Robert Hogan, chairman of Louisiana State University's Political Science Department. Robert, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So what are some of your key takeaways from Saturday's results?
On the face of it, it looks as though the incumbent Governor Edwards is in pretty good shape. He just needs to add a few more percentage points there, and it gets him over the top, and he'll win re-election. Of course, Louisiana is a state that is one that has been trending Republican in recent years, and Republicans have done very well in statewide elections. So if you consider it from that angle, Edwards is going to need probably something else to happen in order to get over Rasponi in the runoff election.
So how does the race change now that this is a one-on-one matchup?
Yeah, I think the dynamics are going to change a great deal. In the first round of elections, you could talk about your opponents in rather general terms. Now there's only one opponent. And so you're going to have, I think, much more targeted sorts of criticisms. You're going to have a lot more back and forth, especially in debates that come from this.
Edwards tried desperately to keep national politics out of this race, but in the end, that didn't work. We saw President Trump come to Lake Charles on the eve of the election. What effect might that have had, specifically on turnout and on the primary results we saw?
This was a last-minute trip by Trump to come down here to try to sway voters and more importantly, to get them, give them a reason to turn out to vote. A lot of people have speculated that, in fact, it helped give a bump to the Republicans in such a way that prevented Edwards from winning outright. But yeah, national politics is seeping into a lot of elections at the local level. Oftentimes in the past, in Louisiana politics, since we have off-year elections, we think that we somehow are not affected by these national level trends. But partisanship is so strong, and the fact that we're in this constant election campaign mode at the national level, it is seeping down, certainly. So I think you're going to see, I mean, I think this is a race where Eddie Rasponi has a huge incentive to nationalize his election.
You mentioned it a bit there, but Rasponi from the get-go has embraced Trump and his politics and a lot of his messaging as well. You saw it in that first campaign ad talking about the Trump bumper sticker on his truck. But he's also emphasized his role as a businessman and a political outsider. Why does that appeal to voters?
I think Louisiana voters are very prone to be susceptible to this sort of messaging. People like the idea of the outsider. This is a state where politicians are a form of entertainment, if you will. And so they like the idea of the outsider. That's why a businessman like Trump, who's never run for office before, did so well in the election. And I think it makes a lot of sense that Rasponi is trying to pattern his behavior and his campaign themes in the same way that Trump did. And I think in doing so is going to appeal to a large swath of voters in the state.
Well, Robert Hogan, thank you for taking the time to share your perspective.
Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Book Festival, Saturday, November 2nd in downtown Baton Rouge, louisianabookfestival.org.